KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 9 degrees above zero. We look for mostly cloudy skies here today with scattered flurries, a high around 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Well, a winter weather system will start to affect the region this afternoon and continue tonight through Tuesday. That'll bring a chance of accumulations of ice and snow to much of eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa. Ice accumulations will be the main issue tonight, with snow and ice on Tuesday. The heaviest snow amounts are expected north of a line from Columbus to Harlan, Columbus, Nebraska, that is, to Harlan. For Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, and Adair counties, a winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening until midnight on Tuesday, with mixed precipitation expected, total snow of anywhere from 2 to 5 inches, and up to 1/10 of an inch of ice, the heaviest snow, as we mentioned, north of Highway 20. For Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, the winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening through 6 p.m. on Tuesday, with again mixed accumulations of snow and ice, mainly snow of 2 to 4 inches, with ice accumulations around 1 or 2 tenths in those counties. For Mills, Fremont, Montgomery, and Page counties, the winter weather advisory is in effect from midnight tonight until 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Total snow accumulation for those counties up to 1 inch, and ice accumulations around 1/10 of an inch. And for Dallas, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, winter weather advisory is in effect from midnight tonight until midnight Tuesday for mixed precipitation, up to 6 inches possible north of Highway 20, 5 inches along and south of Highway 20 to around 2 inches along the Interstate 80 corridor for those counties, and ice accumulations up to 1/10 of an inch is expected. Court records say a man accused of killing his grandmother in western Iowa will use an insanity defense. Monona County District Court records say 21-year-old Elliot Stowe has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. He's accused of fatally beating 66-year-old Cheryl Stowe at the home they shared in rural Castaina. Her body was found June 27th, about a mile and a half from the home. On Thursday, Elliot Stowe's attorney filed a notice of the defense as required by Iowa law. The court records say his trial is scheduled to begin February 12th. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report one woman and two men were arrested Sunday morning following a traffic stop. Taken into custody at around 1:05 a.m. was Tracy Van Eaton of Orient for operating while intoxicated, first offense. And during the course of the investigation, Todd Van Eaton and Buck Shafroth, also of Orient, were placed under arrest. Both males were charged with disorderly conduct. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the Fremont County K-9 unit was looking for a subject with a warrant Saturday, and while looking for that subject, deputies came across 48-year-old Ellie Mae Warren of Hamburg. Warren was attempting to use methamphetamine in front of deputies. Deputies searched Warren and located methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia on her person. She was arrested and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and charged with possession of methamphetamine second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Warren's bond was set at $2,300. The Iowa State Patrol says a Missouri Valley man was injured following an accident on Interstate 29 Saturday morning. Just before 1:30 a.m., troopers responded to the accident at mile marker 59 on I-29 southbound. After an investigation, it was determined 28-year-old Daniel Rose of Missouri Valley was driving a 2014 Jeep Cherokee. When he lost control, the Jeep entered the west ditch and struck a tree. Rose told reporters he fell asleep at the wheel. The man suffered unknown injuries and was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha by Crescent Rescue. An accident investigation was ongoing. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors are set to meet at 5:15 this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. Action items or new business on their agenda includes the Nishna Park Water Quality Project review of bids, acceptance of a bid for the IDALS, or Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, Water Quality Project. An update on the Shilbrook Development Project, including the West Playground, West Restroom, and Campground Bathhouse projects. Also approval of a Memorandum of Understanding with regard to Operation Relief, a proposal for the Shilbrook Rec Area advertising, and an approval of an aquatic examiner service by the American Red Cross. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm will talk about Cass County being a finalist for Healthy Hometown Community Award, as we mentioned last week. Also updates on the community garden and Sunnyside Ice Rink. And he'll remind residents that the Shilbrook Campground is closed, along with the roads to Sunnyside Park. But Sunnyside Park remains open for winter activities. In our funeral announcements, Irene M. Hansen, age 93, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A celebration of life for Irene Hansen will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Diane Campbell, age 76, of West Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Campbell will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vivian Langfelt, age 98, of Messina, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Vivian Langfelt will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. And Geraldine Jerry Hemmingson, age 75, of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Apache Junction, Arizona. Services for Jerry Hemmingson are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.